My name is Jessa. One of the things I love the most about working for United Healthcare is that everybody matters. Every moment matters. There's a person behind every problem. I care because it's what I was put on this earth to do.
I'm Ben, and I work at United Healthcare. I am just one piece of a larger puzzle, but every piece matters. It's more than just work. We want to make the healthcare system better for everyone. I care because I want to make a difference. That's what committed to care means to me.
Baseball fans, think you know who's hitting a homer today? Well, FanDuel is giving you a free chance to call your shot with daily dingers. Joining the action is easy. Just make your free pick on who's hitting a home run in their game, and if you're right, you'll get a profit boost to use on your next bet for a chance at extra winnings. You've got nothing to lose and a lot to gain. And don't forget, you can make a free pick every day during the MLB season. It's just another reason why FanDuel is the home for home runs. So, are you ready to play your game today? Join all the action at FanDuel.com/podcast. That's FanDuel.com/podcast to play daily dingers and make your free pick on who's hitting a homer. Play ball and swing for the fences on FanDuel, an official partner of the MLB.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on AutoTrader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Cool. Enjoy.
Buy your car online on AutoTrader. Really.
Tommy Lugauer.
Lugie.
The final hour here of a big Lugowski. Hopefully everybody had a very pleasant Lugie evening. As we inch closer and closer to midnight, Gordon Damer comes
Luke
your
evening.
Way. Thank you. It comes your way at midnight. I'll be off the air at midnight, but I'll be back on the air. Special programming here, special programming note, on Saturday.
Luke evening.
Yes. It'll be a very pleasant Luke evening.
Luke evening.
On Saturday as Tony Gallo. Anthony Gallo. He'll have his hacky sack, you know, dude. He'll be,
we got to watch the Knick game, but first, can we watch South Korea versus,
I don't even know who's playing right now. I got the soccer on. But we'll get my, actually, you'll get my soccer thoughts later on. Patriotic Tommy will join the show. But I'll be on with, and I love Gallo. That's why I do an impression of him. Anthony Gallo and I will do a little crossover because he's on the air at 7 o'clock at night, I believe, 8 o'clock, whatever. I'm not the program director. I forgot what the times are, but he's on at 7, 8 o'clock. And then I'll be on at 11 o'clock, a little crossover with AG. We'll do the show together. Knick game ends. We'll celebrate. There'll be confetti. There'll be sparklers. It'll be like the 4th of July in here. I'm going to wear a tight shirt. He's going to wear a tight shirt. It's just going to be two dudes wearing tight shirts enjoying a Knick championship for the first time in 53 years. Just doing stuff that dudes that wear tight shirts do. And then after that, Gallo will leave. And I will stay on the air and be that voice for you to take your calls, enjoy this moment together, which is going to be a very special night in New York City. And I will have you from that time till 3 in the morning. The wee hours. The wee after hours. A Saturday into Sunday morning. And it'll really be a night that we will all remember for a very, very, very long time. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. Jeff is in Atlantic Highland. What's up, Jeff?
Hey, Tommy. Thanks for taking the call.
You got it.
So I have a question, maybe more of a proposition, but if the Knicks win the championship and they hoist the banner up into the rafters at Madison Square Garden, should they also hoist the NBA Cup banner? Because they didn't before because the job wasn't done, and I get that, and I respected the decision when they made it. But now the job is done, and we beat the same team. I think that we should put it up there. I think that it's something that we should hang in the rafters. What do you think?
I 100% agree with you, and I'm glad that you brought that up. I've been thinking about that a lot, and I applaud the Knicks for that decision to not hang the banner, especially because this is a team with championship aspirations. If the Knicks had a fluky run, they won the NBA Cup, this was a team that nobody expected to win a championship. And if they had won a championship relatively recently, then I would have had no problem with them hanging it. But we're talking about 53 years without a championship. You're talking about a team that is championship ready, that wants to win a championship this year within this window that they have with Brunson and Cat and OG, Hart, Bridges, etc. The decision not to hang the banner was a smart one by Dolan. Very smart. Because they would have been mocked, especially if they didn't win the championship. And no banner is getting hung up until a championship one is getting hung up. Now, they're about to win the championship. You hang that banner. And yes, you hang the NBA Cup banner next to it because it's a nice little cherry on top, so to speak, especially when you consider they beat the Spurs there and they had the celebration. And it was almost like they won a championship in the sense you get the hats, you get the trophy. It was almost like a prerequisite to winning the championship. And I do think there's going to be a lot of stuff on social media. People will make the parallels. There'll be the picture-in-picture. This is them winning the NBA Cup and beating the Spurs. This is them winning the championship. And yes, I do think it's part of the story, part of the journey, part of the path. So I would hang the NBA Cup banner 100% because it's part of the 2026 Knicks story. You can't write the story of this run without they won the NBA Cup. And then they had a bad streak after that, which also included Martin Luther King Day, where they were booed on the court, and they had a team meeting, and then they went on their winning streak and started to turn things around, and then obviously this historic dominant run to a championship. The NBA Cup is just a part of this story, as a lot of other things are. So yes, I would hang the banner once they win the championship and once they hang that banner. 888-808-1019 is the phone number. Call. Now, you don't have to do it at the same time. You could obviously hang one banner first, and then you can later on hang the NBA Cup banner. That's cool. But I do think the NBA Cup banner from this year does deserve a place in the rafters of Madison Square Garden now that it is associated with the championship that they also won in that same season. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. Let's go to Ram in Jersey City, New Jersey. What's up, Ram?
Look, evening to you, my brother. Hey, and definitely hang that up because it also 20, 30 years from now, it'll show the dominance that we had.
Yes.
You know, we clean sweep with the
absolutely.
Tournament.
Yes.
Okay. Really good show tonight, Lugie. Really good callers, knowledgeable callers.
Agreed.
I got two quick points if you allow me.
Definitely.
Now, you get your props. You're very entertaining. I love your show. But whoever's handling your drops, very Fred-ish. That guy needs. I want to give him his flowers because he's done a great job tonight. He got me laughing all night long.
Yeah, Connor. Okay, it's Connor Green, who I love dearly, not only on the air here but off the air. He's a great dude, and he gets it with me. We have a very similar as far as sense of humor. We get each other. You know, I don't even have to tell him what to play. He just knows what to play. We set each other up, and it's already funny just with me sitting here, but he makes it even funnier.
Good evening.
I miss him when it's gone because I think the show suffers.
All right, really quick, I just want to say, this is my why I'm calling. There's a good divide in this radio station about this old school, new school mentality, don't touch the money,
yes.
Which is ridiculous.
Yeah, I heard Boomer, or I didn't hear it, but I know Boomer had mentioned it earlier today that I touched the money because I said see at the parade.
Yeah. They don't know what they're talking about. Listen, what has that gotten them historically? This new, and we know now that we got to claim it, right? It's manifestation. If you want something, you got to claim it. Yeah. And I love it that the callers are getting it too. And just don't change. We ride into the wheels fall off with you, Lugie. Okay, my brother?
Yeah, but I like the idea, and I appreciate it, Ram. I like the idea as Boomer is the godfather. You know, hey, listen, don't touch the money. And he's been consistent like that forever. So I appreciate that he still says that. And yeah, look, I get it. I've heard him say it for years and years and years and years. But I'm just so confident in this Knick team that I feel like I can touch the money and everything's going to be okay because I have so much faith in this basketball team. They just came back from 29 points down, the largest comeback in the history of the NBA Finals. So I don't feel worried at all. I respect those that say don't touch the money. I do. And I hear you, but there's nothing that's going to stop this Knick team, including me or anyone else, touching the money. So yeah, I've been talking about parades for a while now. I've been talking about this series as a wrap. It's over 5. I mean, Awful Announcing picked up a clip. They didn't say my name, but they just said WFAN host. I'd like for my name to be in the article, but WFAN host is fine. At least when you click on the article, my name is there. And I get it. WFAN is more of a draw than saying Tommy Lugauer, but hopefully someday Tommy Lugauer is something you click on and not just WFAN. Anywho, they did an article there, and is host claims it's over. This was after game one. Well, it is over. It's a wrap. It's going to end in five. The Knicks are winning the championship. I have said it a lot. I'll continue to say it. And I feel extremely confident and cocky in that. And to some, it's touching the money. And I respect your values and viewpoint when it comes to stuff like that. I know it comes from a good place because you want to see a championship. That's what we all want. It's just some of us go about it differently. Some like to touch the money. Others don't. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. Let's go to Jeremy in Queens on the fan. What's up, Jeremy?
What's up, Loogie? Good evening, my man.
What's happened?
I got to tell you, it was about 3:30 in the morning last night. I, like many of our New York brethren, could not sleep. I was too amped. So I went back on the Odyssey app, and I put your show on back to 11 o'clock. And it was about 18 or 20 points at that time.
Yeah, yep.
And I proceeded to listen to you during all the way to the final buzzer, and I am now convinced that you are a spawn of a brujo from the Salem era in the 1600s because you were so spot on, my man. This wasn't just positive Tommy. This wasn't 2024, you know, bringing the Mets to the NLCS, which was awesome. This was channeling something I've never heard before. You were so on. And it, you know, usually I'm like, all right, positive Tommy. He's got, you know, he's got the positive vibes. No. My friend, you have tapped into some kind of Knicks magic energy. So if someone tells you don't touch the money, you go close your eyes, open up that Latin tongue, put a spell on them, because you're not just positive Tommy, you are Tommy Brujo. And it was a pleasure to hear you, to hear your excitement, to listen to the game through your positive Brujo energy, and I just got to say, you're the man.
Well, I appreciate that, Jeremy, on so many different levels. I appreciate you calling up and saying that, and I appreciate you going back, because, look, I'm not stupid. I understand that show I did from 10 to when the game ended, there probably wasn't a lot of people listening. I hope there was, but I understand that I'm up against an NBA Finals game. And the Knicks are in it. So I understand that the majority of our audience was probably somewhere else. I totally get that. But I'm sure there was people listening, and we've heard from a few tonight. And then through the beauty of the Odyssey app, and I think we podcasted as well. Hopefully we did. But if it's out there and it's somewhere, I suggest, and I appreciate you going back and listening, because it was really my finest work. Because I can't recreate it, but I sat here for an hour and change and tried to talk through the whole comeback, and it played out maybe not to a T, like I said, because I was, oh, get it to 15 by 10 minutes. And maybe they didn't hit every checkpoint that I was presenting them. But throughout that hour and change, I was, you know, everybody just saw and heard the ending of it, and they didn't see the journey, and they didn't live the journey with me. If you go back and listen, you could relive that journey, and you'll understand kind of why I was at that state when I was at when they won. Because I was sitting there, and we got calls. Like I said, people were definitely listening, but it's not the major audience we get. Certainly once the game is over, the audience probably just quadrupled, probably even more. But during it, I understand that it's counter-programming, and more people are locked in on the finals. But that, to me, was one of the best shows I've ever done, because I really was feeling it, and ultimately the Knicks came back and won that game.
So, Knicks win! Knicks win!
So thank you. If it's out there, if we podcasted it, I would advise you to check it out. I think we're past the point of the Odyssey app now because it's a 24-hour thing, so you missed out the boat on that. But if it's out there in a podcast form, even if it's not, I can have somebody here podcast it at some point. It's one of those ones that I think is evergreen. You can go back and listen to that forever.
Oh!
Because it truly was the night that the Knicks won the championship. Let's go to Ralph in Lakewood, New Jersey. What's up, Ralph?
Hi, Loogie. What's going on?
What's happening?
Listen, I'm fuming mad at you right now. I'm going crazy. How dare you talk about the Knicks as if they already won a finals? Forget touching the money. I don't care about what it's called. I understand you have a brand, Positive Tommy. You know, you're Mr. Positive, and you got to go and portray everything. How dare you be cocky? What do you have to be what do you have to be cocky about?
What are you talking about? They're up 3-1 in the series.
I don't know. I understand.
Don't bring in other teams I root for, Ralph. Don't make this about other teams I root for.
I'm making it about the Knicks.
If you do, we're going to have a problem. So just stick with the Knicks.
Okay, I leave with the Knicks.
They're up 3-1.
Good. You could be cocky. They didn't win a finals.
Okay.
They didn't win yet.
You think the Spurs are you think the Spurs... Let me ask you this. If this was reversed, you think that the Knicks or a team that whatever, name the team, you think they're recovering from that kind of loss that the Spurs just had? You think they're recovering
through straight? No. Tommy. I agree with you.
So then what is
what's
the hostility?
Win,
so then what's
the hostility? I'm not going to go... Because I'm not going to go and sit there and talk about it like, oh, yeah, Saturday night's going to be one of the greatest nights. I'm like, hi, there's a game. Stay focused.
Who's focused? I'm not playing in the game.
What are you doing?
I'm not playing in the game.
Doesn't
what's
matter,
the difference with my focus?
You're representing to the city of New York. You're the talk show host.
Yeah. What did I just do? Hold on a second. You just heard the caller last night. What did I do for everybody last night from 10 o'clock when I came on the air where they're down 27 to when they won the game?
Oh, you wish it into reality.
Yeah.
Very good.
Oh, okay. Fine. So then what? You don't think I can do it again?
Between me and you, wish you into reality is hocus pocus. It's
okay.
Really
so you think this
thing,
is
right?
I'm doing magic up here? I'm doing. You want me to do a trapeze act next?
No. I don't want to do nothing. But like, I just want to put it into perspective.
Hi, I'm Steph, and I work at United Healthcare. When I think about United Healthcare's members, I think of my own family. My niece was diagnosed with an ultra rare genetic disorder. I know how hard it is for families. At United Healthcare, we can make it easier.
I'm Brian. I care because I know what it's like to not speak the language. It's not easy. Health insurance is complicated. I would say our job is to make everything easy for our UHC members. I work for United Healthcare. I'm committed to care.
Baseball fans, think you know who's hitting a homer today? Well, FanDuel is giving you a free chance to call your shot with daily dingers. Joining the action is easy. Just make your free pick on who's hitting a home run in their game, and if you're right, you'll get a profit boost to use on your next bet for a chance at extra winnings. You've got nothing to lose and a lot to gain. And don't forget, you can make a free pick every day during the MLB season. It's just another reason why FanDuel is the home for home runs. So, are you ready to play your game today? Join all the action at FanDuel.com/podcast. That's FanDuel.com/podcast to play daily dingers and make your free pick on who's hitting a homer. Play ball and swing for the fences on FanDuel, an official partner of the MLB.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on AutoTrader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Cool. Enjoy.
Buy your car online on AutoTrader. Really.
The Core Short from Vuori is one pair I keep reaching for. Morning run, afternoon training, watching the game. Doesn't matter. Soft four-way stretch, built-in liner, comfortable all day. Plus, they look good enough to wear well beyond the gym. Ready to try a pair? Head to Vuori.com/pod20 to get 20% off your first purchase. Exclusions apply. Visit the website for full terms and conditions.
If, God forbid, okay, the Spurs do come back and win, the amount of clips that they're going to have taunting you and making you sound like an utter fool
is going to be... That's my cross to bear.
Okay, so be very careful.
I'm well aware of what I say and the impact it has in social media and clips. I'm well aware what would get thrown back in my face if the Spurs won the series,
okay,
but they're not.
I'm just listening. I'm like, did we win? Like, did I miss something? I'm like, what is going on?
But you do agree with me that they're going to win.
Oh, but Rednish does, though. You don't talk like that.
Why not?
You don't talk like that.
Why not?
Because you don't. It didn't happen yet.
Why not?
It happened.
So what?
We're starving.
So wait a minute. You get engaged. You don't talk about the wedding? She could leave you. She could be like, I'm good. I'm out of here. You don't talk about a wedding. You got engaged. Let's talk about the wedding. What are we not going to talk about it? They're one win away from a championship. We're not going to mention. We're not going to say that. In my opinion, they won the championship.
Of course you could. Of course, but you're talking about as if they won and it's over already. I mean, it's not like no team has come back from 3-1. It's not like outlandish. Hello, like it's sports.
But they're coming. They're also okay. Okay.
Be careful.
But
be careful.
I don't have to be careful. I see what this Knick team is, and I just saw what the Spur team went through, losing a 29-point lead, the largest lead loss in an NBA Finals game. They're young. They're inexperienced. And they are on the ropes, and this Knick team is not losing 3 in a row. I am supremely confident in that. So, yes, I'm putting it out in the atmosphere because that's the way I feel. It's an opinion.
Let me answer a question. Putting it out in the atmosphere, between me and you, do you really think that that's a thing? Like, do you think that that's a real thing?
What's a real thing?
If you put it out in the atmosphere,
hold on a second.
The Knicks are going to win because you're talking about it?
But you think they're going to lose because I'm saying it?
No, I don't think they're going to lose.
So then what the hell do you care that I'm saying it? So what's it to you? So what's it to you? So what's it to you that I say it?
I'm being careful. Careful
what? Why not?
What's knock on wood? What's the term?
It's all BS. That's BS, Ralph. That nonsense. Jeez. That's old wives' tales, and they sound like my grandmother now. That's old school stuff. And if you're old school, that's great. I don't buy into that stuff. Because the opposite would be, well, you don't think there's a Spur fan right now saying it's over? You know, everybody out there in the world is saying one thing or another about this series. And none of it has any in terms of impact on what's actually going to happen. Now, what I do have an impact on, and I brought this up a lot, and I think this sometimes gets misconstrued, but I'll repeat it, is that I think by being positive, it uplifts the listeners and the audience because there's a lot of negativity in sports talk radio. Negativity sells. You turn on the news and it's not man saves kitty cat from a burning tree. That's usually at the back end. The beginning is craziness on the Bronx. You know, it's always bad news. Because negativity sells. Gets ratings. Gets clicks. I choose not to go that route. Now, if that means that the show, I don't know. I'd like to think the audience likes it. I do. And I think it helps. And sometimes my positivity, it ends in the sense where the team does not do their part. And I'll take it. And I get a lot of shrapnel and I get a lot of hate for it. That's all good. Whether it's on social media or on the radio, let me handle that. So don't worry about it, Ralph, what I say. People could clip, and I already said that there's stuff out there. People bookmarked a bunch of my tweets, which means they saved it, so they're going to clap back. Well, guess what? They're not going to get that chance. They're not going to get that opportunity. And I'll say this, if they come at the King, they better not miss.
Tommy, the great influencer.
Thank you. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. Yeah, my grandmother was like, if your hair is wet and the fan is hitting your hair, you're going to get a cold. No, you don't. You get a cold from germs, Grandma. You don't get a cold because your hair is wet. But that's kind of how the world was back then. That's old school. And you can be old school. It's all good. I just choose not to buy into that. That's just me. If that's you, all good. But that's not me. So I just don't, Ralph, how dare you? Come on, Ralph. Take a chill pill. And he agrees with me. That's the best part. He agrees. It's one thing if you don't agree with me. Eddie's in Rockland. What's up, Eddie?
Hey, Lugie, what's happening,
hey,
man?
What's going on?
That guy sounded like your grandmother, he said.
Yeah, he said my grandma was always with the old wives' tales, and if you eat chocolate, you get pimples and all this stuff. None of that is actually accurate, but bless her soul. I mean, she thought those. But that was kind of the way in her age and in her time that she grew up. I'm sure that was what people thought.
Right. Now, let's go quickly through this Knicks series,
yeah,
right?
Course. Yeah.
You know, I want to see them win. You know, everybody's, rooting hell and high water for them.
Yep.
And my point is that this is a professional game. You know, mm-hmm. I think the Spurs are going to take the next one. The critical game, you know what game that is. Because if it goes to game 7, I don't think they're going to win.
Why not?
How do you feel about that?
I don't think home court has anything to do with it. I think the Knicks can win a game 5, a game 6, a game 7. I think they can win any one of those games. Home court doesn't matter anymore. We've seen that time and time again in recent times. This series is also proof that home court advantage means virtually nothing. I think leads mean virtually nothing. I expect them to win a game 5. If they don't, then I expect them to win game 6. And if for some reason they lose both, then I expect them to win that game 7. I just don't see them losing 3 in a row.
Yeah, well, I don't see them losing 3 in a row, but you can, if they lose the next 2, okay,
mm-hmm.
Who do you in the 7th game, who's got the...
I think the Knicks do. They have more experience. Yes. Now, why don't you think they're going to win? Why don't you think they're going to win?
Hi, I'm Steph, and I work at United Healthcare. When I think about United Healthcare's members, I think of my own family. My niece was diagnosed with an ultra-rare genetic disorder. I know how hard it is for families. At United Healthcare, we can make it easier.
I'm Brian. I care because I know what it's like to not speak the language. It's not easy. Health insurance is complicated. I would say our job is to make everything easy for our UHC members. I work for United Healthcare. I'm committed to care.
Baseball fans, think you know who's hitting a homer today? Well, FanDuel is giving you a free chance to call your shot with daily dingers. Joining the action is easy. Just make your free pick on who's hitting a home run in their game, and if you're right, you'll get a profit boost to use on your next bet for a chance at extra winnings. You've got nothing to lose and a lot to gain. And don't forget, you can make a free pick every day during the MLB season. It's just another reason why FanDuel is the home for home runs. So, are you ready to play your game today? Join all the action at FanDuel.com/podcast. That's FanDuel.com/podcast to play daily dingers and make your free pick on who's hitting a homer. Play ball and swing for the fences on FanDuel, an official partner of the MLB.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on AutoTrader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Cool. Enjoy.
Buy your car online on AutoTrader. Really.
The Core Short from Vuori is one pair I keep reaching for. Morning run, afternoon training, watching the game. It doesn't matter. Soft four-way stretch, built-in liner, comfortable all day. Plus, they look good enough to wear well beyond the gym. Ready to try a pair? Head to Vuori.com/pod20 to get 20% off your first purchase. Exclusions apply. Visit the website for full terms and conditions.
Las Vegas was built for stars. And on August 22nd, two of boxing's biggest take center stage. Raleigh Romero never follows the script.
This is my game.
Teofimo Lopez has never needed one.
This guy's got a big mouth.
For years, they've had plenty to say.
All you do is talk.
But with world championship gold on the line, can they back it?
Teo, I'm here. I'm going all in.
It's time to put up or shut up. Raleigh Romero versus Teofimo Lopez. August 22nd.
I'll shut you up.
Watch on DAZN and DAZN on Prime Video.
Game 5, what's your reasoning for that?
Well, I think the what's the tall guy's name again?
Wemby.
Yeah. Wemby, yeah. I think that last game, I think he's going to come out like a fireball. I think they're going to get blown out.
The Knicks are.
Right.
Okay.
Not that I want them to, but I just think that they will.
Because they haven't gotten blown out yet.
Right.
Okay.
So that has to happen.
No, it doesn't.
And then it's going to be a close one. For game 6, and then in game 7, it's a toss-up.
Listen.
I think it's going to go 7.
Eddie, I will give you this, Eddie. This is what I will give you. Everything you're saying, if this was your typical series or run-of-the-mill series, I think what you are saying is about right. Team's down 3-1, they go home, back against the wall, the team that's up 3-1 in the back of their minds are probably like, you know, we'll close out at home in game 6. Worst case, we have a game 7. But what you're not factoring in is the Spurs are coming off of... So I could see in a normal series, hey, maybe it does get to 6, maybe even it gets to 7. But the Spurs just blew a 29-point lead, the largest lead blown in the history of the NBA Finals. And now they have to somehow dust themselves off... as far as the dirt and pull themselves off the mat and try to find a way to beat this Knick team and not just get a lead, because you said they're going to come out blazing, and I agree. I think the Spurs are going to get off to another hot start. That's been the script in this series, and I expect it again. I think San Antonio will give their, they're going to try to knock the, even though they can't, they're going to try to knock the Knicks out. They have figured out how to get leads in this series. What they haven't figured out is how to hold those leads and how to do all the little things and make all the clutch plays in the final moments of the game. They have not figured that part out yet, and I don't think they will, because the Knicks have that down to a science. So, yes, I expect the Spurs to come out in a frenzy. I expect the crowd, even though there will be a lot of Knicks fans there, to be loud, pro-San Antonio. And I think the Spurs get a lead in the first quarter, probably even a double-digit lead. And there will be panic setting in or frustration setting in. There'll be those that are coming after me, a no biggie, or you touch the money, look at this. And then either mid-second quarter or early third quarter, the Knicks are going to make their run. And then I think they win going away by double digits, continuing what they have done throughout this playoff, the script of this playoff run, which has felt like a movie. So why wouldn't you have the Hollywood, or in this case, Broadway, because it's New York, ending, which is they blow the team out to clinch a series. And in this situation, it would be for the championship. I'll see you at the parade. And I will see you at the parade. We've already emailed City Hall to see when the parade will be. And once they pass that information along to us, we'll let you know. But I'll see you at the parade. But I would imagine, that's right, it'll be either Monday or Tuesday, I assume, if they win on Saturday. Monday or Tuesday. I can't imagine it's any later than that.
I reached out, Tommy. Thank you. Said they're working on the float.
Working on
the float. We're going to try to get some celebs there.
Yep, I need a celebrity float.
Maybe some of the big-time celebrities. Chalamet might be available.
Yep, Jenner.
Kylie.
Yep.
Sydney Sweeney might be there.
Swift.
Yeah, Taylor Swift. She's already locked in. She'll be there.
Thank you. Taylor and I are personal friends, so I'm glad.
Travis is a so-so because he's not a Knicks fan, but I don't know if we want him there.
We don't need him around. He doesn't really bring anything to the table.
Yeah.
I want Taylor there, though. She brings a lot to the table. He's just along for the ride. You know, let's be real here.
Yeah.
It's called Space Pain.
Like a Spider-Man there, too.
In that relationship, he's along for the ride. But, yeah, that'd be great. Now, Tom Holland or just the Spider-Man that has in the
real
videos?
Real Spider-Man.
Oh, the real, yes, yes. Because if you've watched all these social media videos, the real Spider-Man is actually out there.
He's there all the time. I don't know who that is, but there's always Spider-Man in all the clips online.
It's not Tobey Maguire. It's not Tom Holland. It's actually, believe it or not,
it's not Andrew Garfield.
It's not Andrew Garfield, the forgotten Spider-Man. It is the real Spider-Man, which is amazing. I can't wait to actually meet the real. He'll be at the parade.
Your friendly neighborhood Spider-Man might like a Corona.
He will be at the parade. Not Tom Holland, not Tobey Maguire. I mean, they might be there too, but not Andrew Garfield or whatever the fella's name was that was the third Spider-Man. That sounds more like a president, but whatever the Garfield's fella's name is. The actual real Spider-Man, which we see in all these clips outside Madison Square Garden. The real Spider-Man. I can't wait for that. 888-8.
Usually the real Spider-Man brings his own bottle of alcohol, so he might not need Corona.
Yeah, it certainly seems that way, for sure. No doubt about it. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. It's After Hours. It is Lugie in the Late Night here on The Fan. We will wrap up with your calls. Plus, we have a special guest. We will be joined by Patriotic Tommy as he will give his prediction for the Team USA here in the World Cup. That will be at the very end of the show. I got you for another 25 minutes here on a Big Lugowski, a five-hour After Hours. It is Tommy Lugauer, Lugie in the Late Night here on The Fan. Knicks in five! I'll see you at the parade. Here on The Fan in New York City, Tommy Lugauer, Lugie. It is After Hours, the final few minutes on a Big Lugowski. And then special programming note, this is not the final After Hours show of the week. I will be back with you Saturday night around 11 o'clock. I'll do a little crossover there with Anthony Gallo, who normally patrols the Saturday, either early evening or late
Luke
evening.
Luke evening.
Yeah, Slot, I'll wish him a very pleasant Luke evening.
Luke evening.
Dude, I'm on the positive Tommy train now.
He'll have a hacky sack. We'll have a good time. And we're going to watch the final couple minutes of the Knick game together. We are planning on having some confetti, some sparklers, a big celebration. I'll bring an extra tight shirt for the digital clip that they'll put out there after a Knick victory. And then I will take you. Gallo will leave and do whatever Gallo does when he leaves here. And then I'll be on the air till 3 in the morning taking your calls. a very special after hours, a Saturday night edition of it coming up this Saturday for Game 5 of the NBA Finals. The New York basketball excitement continues, whether you're watching every possession from the couch, the bar, or surrounded by friends. Make sure you've got an ice-cold Corona in hand. Just like the team is on the hardwood, Corona is always smooth, always refreshing, and goes perfectly watching a game. And when halftime hits, don't go anywhere. Tune into the Carton Show live stream for all the reactions, analysis, and conversations as the finals unfold. Find out their Corona Lime Time highlight of the first half. So crack open a Corona, enjoy the game, and remember, Corona La Playa awaits. Drink responsibly. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. You know, I am many Tommies, and my bread and butter is positive Tommy. But with the World Cup now here, and here in the United States, and all this focus and attention on Team USA, I think it's time to break out a new Tommy, and that is Patriotic Tommy. And Patriotic Tommy is here to give his view on this men's soccer team, Team USA, and just how far they're going to go in the World Cup. Now, if you remember in Qatar, Team USA made it to the Sweet 16. And when I look at the group that Team USA is in, when I look at their path this year in the World Cup, Patriotic Tommy says, bare minimum, this team needs to make the Sweet 16. Bare minimum, they have to make the round of 16. Bare minimum, they have to make the final 16. That's for Team USA. But I think they're going to go further than that. Patriotic Tommy thinks Team USA is going to go further than that. That's right. Not only will they make the Sweet 16, which is bare minimum, they have to get there. It would be not a good look if they didn't. And I expect them to get there. But I also expect them to go further. I believe Team USA, men's soccer team, in the 2026 World Cup will make it to the quarterfinals. That is my Patriotic Tommy proclamation for Team USA. 888-808-1019. Thank you. Thank you. To all my fellow Americans out there. And look, it's going to be a big deal. I mean, the World Cup is here. It's just getting going today. Team USA plays tomorrow night. They play Paraguay in SoFi Stadium. That will be at, I believe, 9 o'clock. It's in the wee hours. 9 or 10 o'clock, I think, is when the match starts. See, look at me. I know soccer when the match starts. And I know I don't talk a lot of soccer. I'm not a big soccer fan in terms of following like the club leagues or anything like that. But when it comes to the World Cup, I am always locked in, dialed in. It's one of my favorite things in sports, believe it or not. I think it's an awesome tournament. I love it. I love the pageantry. I just love the history of it. So I'll be dialed in. We'll be talking soccer on this show quite a bit, especially if Team USA, like Patriotic Tommy predicts, makes a deep run. And once the Knicks are done, we will have a lot more free airspace to give to other things, including baseball. But certainly the World Cup will be up there as well.
And just remember, Tommy, it's a pitch, not a field. They play on the pitch.
Yes, they do. Brilliant corner. Absolutely brilliant. We'll play a bunch of sound drops, especially when Connor's here. I love when they do corner.
Brilliant. Absolutely spectacular goal.
Spectacular goal. And so I love when nothing happens and they act like something great happens.
Unbelievable creativity.
Unbelievable. And nothing happened, literally. It was just a guy kicking the ball to someone else and they didn't score a goal. Brilliant. Kona. And I will say this about soccer. Better than any other sport. When they pan to the audience.
Oh, hi there.
Big time. I mean, big time. Whew.
Sweden in there this year?
Oh, yeah. One of the best parts of the World Cup. I mean, bring it on. Can you just, really what they should do is just have the audience and then at times pan to the soccer match. That should really be what we're watching here. Oh, I love it. And we'll talk a lot of soccer here. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. So many people want to give me their props. How much time do we have left in the show here, Connor? Only a minute, right?
About 45 seconds.
Oh, that stinks. Everybody here wants... All right, we'll quickly go to Frank in Connecticut. Frank, I apologize. You only have a few seconds, but what would you like to say?
Tommy, I just wanted to tell you, last night, I hop in my car at halftime. I'm leaving my buddies devastated. And I turn on 660, and I hear you just getting everybody fired up positive. Tommy, I'm trying to call in, say, positive Frank. You got me back into the game. I was going to go to bed. I get home. I turn the TV on, watch the entire game. Next thing you know, I'm watching Spike Lee hammered, doing his thing.
Well, I appreciate that, Frank. And let's see if we could sneak Brian in as well. Brian, you want to thank Positive Tommy as well?
Am I on?
Yes, you are. You want to thank Positive Tommy for listening?
Yes. I listen to you every single night. And last night, the same thing, listening to you, and I'm at work. And I just hear you going on and saying that they're gonna come back. They're going to come back. You made me believe the entire night. And I was listening to you the entire time. And I'm watching. I can't even watch the game, but I'm actually looking at it on Google, watching a basketball going a hoop.
Yeah, and I appreciate that, Brian. And I gave everybody hope. It was not only the Knicks' finest hour, it was Positive Tommy's finest hour. And Positive Tommy will be back with you on Saturday night, 11 o'clock to 3 a.m., Game 5, the night the Knicks win the championship. My thanks to Connor Green. My thanks to everybody that listened, everybody that called in. It was a great show, great callers. Appreciated it as always. Gordon Damer comes your way next, and I'll be back with you Saturday night, a special after hours Saturday at 11 o'clock here on The Fan.
Sports Radio 101.9 FM,
The Fan,
WFAN, New York.
Hi, I'm Steph, and I work at United Healthcare. When I think about United Healthcare's members, I think of my own family. My niece was diagnosed with an ultra-rare genetic disorder. I know how hard it is for her families. At United Healthcare, we can make it easier.
I'm Brian. I care because I know what it's like to not speak the language. It's not easy. Health insurance is complicated. I would say our job is to make everything easy for our UHC members. I work for United Healthcare. I'm committed to care.
Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on AutoTrader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Cool. Enjoy.
Buy your car online on AutoTrader. Really.
The Stratotech T from Vuori is one of those shirts you put on once and immediately get why people love it. It's incredibly soft, stretches with you, dries fast, and still looks sharp enough to wear from a workout to the ballpark without missing a beat. It's become my go-to tee for pretty much everything. Head to Vuori.com/pod20 for 20% off your first purchase. Exclusions apply. Visit the website for full terms and conditions.
Girl, let's get real. Some pads are just diapers with a good PR team. But not the new Kotex BioCare. That's because Kotex BioCare helps defend against odor and irritants. And it's the first and only pad with this pH proactive system that helps optimize the pad's pH. Just think of it as self-care for down there. Check out Kotex.com for more details on the all-new Kotex, completely redesigned to meet your needs. You asked, we heard.
Las Vegas was built for stars. And on August 22nd, two of boxing's biggest take center stage. Rolly Romero never follows the script.
This is my game.
Teofimo Lopez has never needed one.
This guy's got a big mouth.
For years, they've had plenty to say.
All you do is talk.
But with world championship gold on the line, can they back it?
Teo, I'm here. I'm going all in.
It's time to put up or shut up. Rolly Romero versus Teofimo Lopez, August 22nd.
I'll shut you up.
Watch on DAZN and DAZN on Prime Video.